Welcome to Familypreneur, the podcast for parent entrepreneurs
raising kidpreneurs.
It's time for your weekly dose of inspiration and actionable tips to build your business and find better balance, all while strengthening your family. And now we'd like to introduce your host.
She's my mom and thebomb.com,
Meg Brunson.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the Familypreneur podcast. Today's guest is a mom of three, a wife, a lawyer, a brick and mortar law firm owner, former professional organizer and efficiency consultant, and an expert in marketing and event planning. She loves structuring her experience to help mom entrepreneurs establish and scale legit businesses that also bring them joy, and has built and sold a company that's still running today, plus built a seven-figure law practice with her husband and helped hundreds of other businesses restructure and leverage their networks for ultimate success, all on the foundation of efficiency and profit. I'm excited today to introduce you to the founder of Mompire, Ashley Meyer. Ashley, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Meg.
Oh, I am thrilled to be collaborating with you again on our second summit, the Organic Market Summit, which is kicking off super soon on November 9th. And your presentation focuses on building referral partners. Can you just talk a little bit about how that relates to social media marketing?
100%. I actually call it social networking. And I'm not just talking about social networking sites, like truly networking. So a lot of people, especially this year with COVID, everything happening, people that did use networking as a foundation of their business suddenly were kind of left not knowing what to do. A lot of people had approached networking in a very old school, traditional way. I'm very big on making everything into a system and making it efficient, but also still very, very personable and very approachable. With social media, you have the opportunity, an unlimited opportunity to network right now. You have an unlimited opportunity to make connections, foster those connections, and build really amazing referral relationships where you're not out there hustling, networking all the time. You have other people doing it. So for example, once you establish a referral partnership based on somebody you met online, isn't that great? They will then be in the Facebook groups. And when they see somebody say, hey, I need a lawyer for an estate plan, does anybody know anybody? Guess what? I don't have to be the one to respond. Again, Meg says I'm an attorney. I own a law firm with my husband. We do estate planning, business, and personal injury. I don't have to market my business anymore because other people do it for me. So my referral partners will be in the Facebook group and go, oh, hey, I know somebody. You need to talk to Ashley. She's amazing. They do this and that. They help my clients or my family or da, da, da. So I always end up getting tagged, get a testimonial and a referral, and then the business comes to me. And then I have the opportunity to engage. So there's amazing opportunities to be using social media to do social networking and create thriving, amazing referral partnerships. It's all about just knowing how to do it. Do it the right way where you're not, hey, I don't know about you guys. I'm a mom of three. I'm homeschooling two. I still own a law firm. I still have to consult in on cases. Life is crazy right now. I don't have any extra time, but really I always say like ain't no mama got time for that because all moms are busy. We don't have this kind of time. So if you don't have extra time in your life, don't worry. I don't want you scrolling social all day. I want you using that time efficiently. So we like to get in and out, and referral partners is one of the best ways to do it.
Yes. Save some time without sacrificing efficiency. Sorry, a bug just landed on my arm. The joys of recording outside if you see me like, you know, flapping.
It happens.
What else can attendees expect to learn from attending your session at the summit?
I think the most important thing you're going to learn is what a referral partnership actually looks like. Because a lot of people are like, oh, referral partnerships. Oh, well, I can't send that person business. I don't have people to send them. Well, referral partnerships can look a lot of different ways. But at the end of the day, what makes a really good referral partnership is the foundation to setting up referral partnerships that actually feed your business. And referral partnerships, it's not just people that you're like giving business cards to and saying, hey, send me business. That's not what it is. It's about building connections with these people and having a really simple process in place to nurture those relationships. Because what happens a lot of times, people go network or show up and then kind of drop the ball because they don't know what to do with those connections from there. So you want to really know what makes a good referral partner. And then you want to know, what do I do with them once I meet them? And that's really a lot of what we talk about. How do you take a connection You build a partnership, and then what do you do after that? And I think that's really important.
Awesome. Well, I totally agree with you. Now, at the summit, and we talked a little bit about this before we started recording, we're focused on developing a plan. Can you share some of your experience with why planning is essential for business?
So I'm like a plan fanatic, like a totally Meg and I jive on this, like a planning crazy person. I did own a professional organizing company. I sold that company. My former employee still owns and runs it. But that passion for organizing and efficiency stuck with me as a lawyer. I infused it into what I do to serve my clients there. So process and efficiency is huge. And so when it comes to Mompire, the community that I run, and teaching about networking, it's so important to have a system in place. If you don't have a system, if you don't have a process, nothing will be efficient, and you will ultimately do repetitive tasks. You will spin your wheels. You will be wasting time trying to find places to network and then putting your efforts into the wrong places that don't actually get you conversions. Like, I don't know about you, but how many people do you see posting, like trying to spam about their business in different Facebook groups and stuff like that all the time? The problem is they're praying for a lead, but it's not actually building their business. We want you to understand what it's like to actually build your business. So showing up in the right places and networking in the right places is vital. So really having a system for understanding where to network, how to follow up, these are all systems. We don't want to be repeating the same process, right? We want to have a system where everything flows through and it never feels fake, forced, or inauthentic. It's all a very authentic, natural, built around who you are and how you communicate flow.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And you have so much that you're contributing at this summit. I love the topic of your presentation. I'm a huge believer in keeping social media social and looking for referral partners. And so I can't wait for you to share it all with us at the Organic Marketing Summit. Over the course of 1 week, kicking off next week, the November 9th, we are going to be building our 2021 marketing plans alongside over 20 industry-leading experts like Ashley, who are invested in your success. Tickets are completely free, so there are no excuses there. Go on over to organicmarketingsummit.com and reserve your free ticket right now before you forget, or before, you know, a kiddo interrupts you needing something else.
Amen.
It's almost snack time. We have like 84 snacks a day. So before the next snack time, go get that ticket. And we both look forward to seeing you there. Ashley, thank you so much again for joining me today.
Meg, thank you as always. It is an absolute pleasure. And you guys, if you're listening to this, I just have to give Meg this shout out because I said it before to her, but I want you guys to hear it. Her events are always the most well-organized, most efficient, effective, easy to attend, easy to consume the content, so value-driven. So if you are considering attending, if you're trying to think like, oh, there's a few things I've looked at, maybe I should attend this one, but I don't know, there's this one too. I promise you what she delivers, her value, the speakers she brings together, I'm always so grateful. And I feel like I gain so much. It's amazing when you can be a speaker and be a learner at the same time. It's really neat. So Meg, I have to give you a huge shout out. So you guys go to the website, grab your ticket. It's free and show up because it's huge value.
Thank you so much, Ashley.
You're so welcome. It's very, very true.
Head over to organicmarketingsummit.com and grab your free ticket to the Organic Marketing Summit today. It's happening November 9th through 13th, and you definitely don't want to miss it. Bye for now.
Do us a favor. Share this podcast to a friend. It's like my mom always says, sharing is caring.